USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday as officials scrambled four fighter jets when a small aircraft violated the airspace above Washington, D.C.
FAA authorities say the Cessna crashed in a mountain area of southwest Virginia. The small plane can carry up to a dozen passengers, but it's not clear how many were on board. Officials were concerned about the aircraft, which was unresponsive and flying in a strange path over the D.C. area. Bowie, Maryland authorities say the sonic boom was from a plane out of Joint Base Andrews. I'm Dave Collins.
The Associated Press is reporting three people plus the pilot died in the crash. Multiple buses of illegal immigrants arrived in Albany, New York over the Memorial Day weekend. The middle-of-the-night drop-offs has the Colony Town supervisor suing Albany and New York City following the arrival to a hotel in the town Saturday. Colony Town supervisor and former judge Peter Crummy on Fox News this morning.
Not heading to the sanctuary city of Albany, but actually heading to Colony, New York. And that's when we got going as to seeking relief from the court system until we can sort this out.
A major West Coast port near Los Angeles, California, is being affected by a labor dispute. According to CNBC, the largest terminal in Long Beach, California, has notified truckers that they will be closed today. Union workers walked off the job after a breakdown in wage negotiations. A new report from the U.S. Postal Service shows that mail carriers really do have a reason to be cautious of man's best friend. The USPS reported more than 5,300 postal workers were attacked by dogs last year. Houston, Texas had the highest number of dog attacks on UPS workers. 57 in all were registered last year. USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Oil prices are jumping higher this morning after Saudi Arabia said it will cut oil production. Saudi Arabia will reduce how much oil it sends to the global economy, taking a unilateral step to support sagging oil prices. OPEC Plus Alliance announced the Saudi cuts of 1 million barrels a day came yesterday after a meeting of the alliance at OPEC headquarters in Vienna. Well, it's not quite the same, but it's a modern version. Volkswagen is now selling a new version of one of its classic models.
It's maybe about the same size, has a similar look, only modern, and it has nothing like the little four-cylinder engine it shared with the Beetle. But the Volkswagen Microbus is back, sort of. This new version is called the ID Buzz. It's about the same size as the classic Microbus of the 50s and 60s, but the Buzz name is for a reason. This one's electric. And by the way, the official name of what we used to call the microbus was the Volkswagen Transporter. I'm Richard Johnson.
A man is dead after jumping off a cliff into a river near Mount Baldy, California. The 33-year-old man jumped into the water that was about 15 feet deep late yesterday afternoon. A friend the man was hiking with found him downstream after he did not resurface. It's unclear if the man drowned or hit his head on something underwater. Justin Combs, the oldest son of Sean Diddy Combs, is facing a misdemeanor DUI charge after running a red light in Beverly Hills yesterday morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.